The Lobethal Bushland Park is a shadow of itself following the recent Cuddly Creek bushfire catastrophe, with blackened trees and destroyed structures throughout the whole area. Not everyone is aware of just how significant it is, but Lou Brickhill, a leading member of the Friends of Lobethal Bushland Park, sure is. I took my recorder to the park to see the devastation and promising signs of regrowth, while also having a chat with Lou and his colleagues for our volunteer in the spotlight.
I came up here for a walk a couple of days after the fire raced through here, and I'd have to say I was devastated. There's a 95% burn. There's a small remnant amount that the canopy has survived, which was as a result of a cool burn which took place in September 2018. Without that, it would have been 100% loss.
And it's over 100 hectares, isn't it?
Yes, it's about 118 hectares. It was originally used as a supply of timber for the Lobethal mill, and also water supply for the Lobethal community. SA Water, when they had finished with it and the mill had closed, the land was gifted to the local council, and they have turned it into a heritage park.
So tell me a little bit about your role in this group and what the mission of the group is.
Well, I came to Lobethal about 22 years ago. I took over the local post office. But in integrating with the community, I became aware of the park. Some of the more gentle customers were quite interested in getting a few members up to the park to take a bit of an interest in it. Over the years, we've gradually got a small group together, and we like to concentrate on the practical side rather than meetings and talk fests. We come out every month and do some practical removal of woody weeds and looking after the park as best we can. We also have a few social outings, which assists with getting to know the group and promoting the park.
And this has been a really significant place for a lot of people, but for children.
Yes. About 5 years ago, the local kindy and the primary school introduced a program whereby they bring the children up here during the winter time. The children use it as a nature play area, and the teachers use nature as a tool in teaching the children many aspects of education. I've also noticed that since that program has been introduced, children are bringing their parents to the park of a weekend, such that the park is being utilised by the whole community, which I must say was not the case until these more recent years.
How long do you think it'll take to regrow?
I think you're looking at probably 5 years. If you look at some of the areas from Sampson Flat, they're fairly well recovered now. But of course, nothing replaces the really old trees. They take a long time to develop.
I'm at the Lobethal Bushland Park with our volunteer in the spotlight, Lou Brickhill, along with other volunteers with Friends of the Lobethal Bushland Park, Billy Joe Brewer and Joe Brickhill. Should we go for a little walk?
Yes, that'd be fine. We might spot a few things that you can have a look at. The two trees at the other end, the two big ones. When we were doing the photo shoot yesterday, there was a koala up in the tree, and there were some tiny bits of regrowth. The only trouble is, you know what the koala was doing?
Oh, yes.
He was eating it.
Oh, no. Are there many animals left in the park?
Yes, there's a few kangaroos left, and quite a few birds are still around, particularly the magpie. And there's quite a few. I'm surprised really at how many birds have survived, but of course they may have come back in since the fire. Yes.
And I love your gorgeous photograph of the, are they called yuccas? Those plants that have got green regrowth. It is wonderful to see that there has been some greenery coming back.
Yes, they're called xantharias or yaccas. There are other names that they go by colloquially, but they are a very good survivor of bushfires. They are amongst the first to recover. They will all shoot big spikes up in the next few weeks and throw seed everywhere.
This is quite remarkable. These steps were just installed just weeks before the fire.
Yep, and they're fine.
Everything is burnt around them, but not the timber steps themselves. So what used to be in this heritage area, how did it look before?
We used to call this, we still call it Butterfly Valley. In the last 10 years, we have spent hundreds of hours here getting rid of a noxious weed by the name of gorse. Looking in the valley today, it's pretty soul-destroying.
Yeah.
Although, if you look up on the hill there, you can see those anthurias popping out of the ground and showing quite a good growth there.
We were just having a look at a bale of loosened hay that people have kindly left for the wildlife, but there are other consequences of doing these things. It's sprouting at the moment. So that'll be a source of weed invasion for the park in the future. Right, and Billy Joe, you were saying to me that sometimes it's really lovely that people want to help the animals and put food out, but it's not necessarily going to help in the long run.
No, there is a bit of a bigger picture, and it tugs on our heartstrings when we see animals in distress, but the Australian fauna has evolved over millions of years with fire. They know how to respond innately. They disperse. They go where there is food. If we encourage them to remain in the park, that'll interfere terribly with the germination and the re-sprouting of the vegetation that is coming along, possibly with long-term effects on the biodiversity of plants that do regenerate and the cascade of species that rely upon them. So although those big, beautiful furry creatures just tug on our heartstrings, we have to remember that, you know, it really is best for them to move away and allow the whole park to regenerate undisturbed in order to support, you know, a broad suite of species that rely on the park.
Yeah. We've got some maiden hair fern here that's popped up.
What's that maiden hair fern?
Yes, just a little bit here on the side of the path.
Is that significant?
Well, it's the first one I've seen since the fire. Yes.
And what do we have here? We've got some plants growing through.
That's bracken. It's a good fighter of fires. It does burn very well when it dries out. So it enjoys fire and is one of the first of the natives to be regenerated. You can also see here on the path where after that heavy rain event we had about 3 or 4 weeks ago, a lot of the ash has come down the side of the hill, across the path. It's all gathering along here and down in towards the creek. So we have had some good rains, but we don't really need heavy rain with all this ash about until there's some cover on the ground to protect the topsoil.
Speaking of revegetation, will you be doing any planting?
Not within the heritage area. The whole idea of a heritage area is to try and assist nature in recovering under its own steam. The idea of the heritage agreement is to try and protect the park from invasive weeds and allow the park to become natural. Certainly down in the public area, we will probably do some planting around the bottom lake and where the trees have been removed because of danger. Now, there is something up here I'd like to look at. You see that seat up there?
There's a park bench.
Yes. We run a Facebook site, and I was contacted by a lady in Queensland who was concerned. In fact, she was asking, could she come down and recover the plaque off off the bench, because it was dedicated to her mother, who was a volunteer with the group many years ago. On my walk a couple of days after the fire, I did notice that the park bench had miraculously remained unburnt.
Oh, wow.
So I was able to photograph it and put it up on the site for the lady to see, and she was ecstatic that her mother's memorial was intact. But it was rather amazing because there are trees within 6 inches of the bench that have burnt badly. And in fact, directly opposite was one of the kids' favourite, was the Bridge to Nowhere, which was another small bridge across the creek that didn't actually lead to a path, but there's no trace of it now.
Is there anything you wanted to say at all, Joe?
The xantharias are so resilient. If you have the opportunity to part some of the big leaves down in the middle, you can see all this almost a golden, the new leaves were already growing and they're a golden colour, which means, you know, that they will miraculously outlast this very hot burn.
Because I imagine you would have all been wondering during that whole ordeal. There was a good amount of days, maybe a week, where no one could enter the space, so it would have been pretty terrifying.
Well, the council have had the park closed from early January, well, shortly after the fire, and they are only now starting to open up just some of the walking paths. You know, now that they are safe, because they were quite unsafe before. As you can see, there's trees so close to the path, and a lot of the trees were unsafe. So, no, the council and these other organisations have done amazing work in making it safe for people to come back.
Yeah. And on a lighter note, what's it like being in a volunteer group with your husband?
Interesting, I'll say. Simply interesting.
Yeah, she's the chair, so she's in charge.
She's she's in charge, but I'm the chair.
Oh, I got my information wrong.
Yeah, I think someone's been feeding you some false information. You beware fake news.
So what's the next step? What are your ambitions for the future of the park, Lou?
Well, Saturday the group is meeting, and we're going to set up some photo points to track the recovery of the park. We're also going to identify any areas where weeds have started to pop their heads up in after the fires, like blackberry and gorse and any other noxious weeds, so as we can attack them as time comes through. But apart from that, we really need to allow the park to do a little bit of growing. But in the longer term, there will be plenty of weeds for us to tackle in the future, but maybe not so much in the next few months. Certainly after spring, there'll be plenty to be done.
It is somewhat bleak, but do you have hope? Do you think that the park has a good chance of regenerating eventually?
Oh, it will. It'll be quite fascinating to see if we get any species developing here that maybe weren't present before the fire, which sometimes happens. Also, we'll be monitoring in September, October and November the emergence of any of the orchids. There are many species of orchids here. Most of them, fortunately, would have been underground when the fire went through. So I'm hopeful that the majority of those will have survived. And we certainly wouldn't want to see us lose any of those species here. As for the rest, I'm positive that it will all come back. But it will take a long time for any of the sizeable trees to be replaced. But again, that's nature. We view things through a very narrow timeline. Nature has its own time, and nature will prevail.
Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. A pleasure.